More than 5,000 farmers in four districts of the Bonohafu, Northern and Upper West regions are expected to receive various sums of money from the World Food Programme for rendering intensive labour on the construction and rehabilitation of irrigation dams in their localities. The development under the programme, known as Asset Creation, will see beneficiaries given between 470 and 644 Ghana cedis in accordance with their output during the period of construction. Speaking to newsmen after witnessing the payment process at Nabugubele in the Sisala East District of the Upper West Region, the country director of the World Food Programme, Ms. Mutinta Chikuma, said the objective of the programme is to help address the root causes of food insecurity. William Osubwating has filed this report.
More than 2,000 farmers in the Sisala East District of the Upper West Region have been earmarked to receive 1 million Ghana cedis after having completed work on four of the dams in Tafiase, Kasampuri and Jijen communities. The country director of the World Food Programme, Mutinta Chikuma, pointed out that often the poorest and most food insecure people live in highly degraded environments, adding that such communities need critical assets as a long-term measure in building their resilience. She said the World Food Programme has ventured into supporting communities towards the construction and rehabilitation of small dams and dugouts with the aim of improving beneficiaries' livelihoods and promoting food security, among others. Ms. Chikuma noted that the engagement of indigenes for the construction work was aimed at promoting community ownership of the irrigation facilities, whereas the cash payment is to help stimulate the local economy of the beneficiary communities. The DCE for the area, Johnson Sabu, lauded the intervention of the World Food Programme as it goes a long way to ease off the pressure on government in ensuring food security among the vulnerable. He appealed to the youth to go into dry season farming instead of migrating to the south in search of non-existent jobs.